I was born on the south side. I was raised on the south side. Everybody stick together like we in the land. Cause it ain't no side like the south side. On the south side.
South side.
South side.
South side.
Black news. Black news. From WBEZ Chicago and Comedy Central, this is South Side Stories. I'm Bashir Salahuddin.
And I'm Diala Riddle. Thank you for listening through our musical intro.
Mm-hmm.
We're the creators of the TV show South Side, and on this podcast, we hit the streets.
Streets.
To give you stories about
Strizzies.
real people, and places on Chicago's South Side.
We're doing this at Viacom, so that is okay to do. by we, you mean our crew of podcast producers and correspondents.
Absolutely. It was more like a collective we. Like when your favorite sports team wins and you go, we were great today, Dad.
Or as a longtime Sox fan, I haven't really said that much recently, but you know, I'm optimistic.
You know, I feel like when the Sox won the World Series, the first question out of a lot of people's mouths was, how will this affect the Cubs?
Exactly. Not fair. That was really just...
So not fair.
South Side stand-up. Anyway, thankfully, we have a really great story for you guys.
You told me that.
It's true. I stand by that. And you know what? I'm not a Cubs fan. Come at me. I'm kidding, guys. I love you guys. Anyway, here's the good news. We have a great story for people this week.
Indeed. We are going to dive into the world of street vendors.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter if you're stopped at a red light, going to a barber or a beauty shop, riding the train, the L train, leaving the grocery store, on Facebook, wherever. There's always somebody.
You know, I hate it when I'm on Facebook in my living room and a street vendor walks in.
Yeah. It happens all the time. Look, everybody's trying to get that paper, and, you know, we believe in that. You know, even around my neighborhood, oftentimes when we stop at the corner, there's a guy who has really exquisite rugs. And, you know, you hate on the rug, but you look, they're really well done. So if you want a rug.
Who made them?
I don't know.
He has a contact. He has a rug guy.
He says he's like, I know a guy. The rug guy.
I will say this is one of the things that it takes place on the South Side, but I think anybody who grows up in neighborhoods like ours can relate. I remember at my barbershop in Atlanta, there was always this dude who came in and sold us every Hollywood film that was still in theaters.
Mm.
You know, and it looked terrible. But if you wanted just the basic plot, and you wanted a couple, and you wanted to have an idea who might be in the movie,
if you wanted to see Ravenous,
listen,
yeah,
hey, brother, I told you, man, they ravenous, they eating people. No, he would come into the barbershop, and we used to call him Blackbuster.
Yeah, the last thing that's by the way,
it was all black people.
I think
so
it's a movie.
Racist.
It's a movie. Wait,
Blackbuster.
Blackbuster. Yeah.
Yeah. He was bootlegging movies.
Busta Jenkins was a.
Piracy
so
is
forth.
Not cool, you guys.
No, it's not good.
You
guys.
Don't
want to
pirate. Please
South
don't pirate Side. WBEZ content, and please don't pirate Southside.
You're about to meet a dude named James the Oil Man Redman. He's a bona fide hustler. If you see him on the streets of Chicago, it's usually never without his oils that he carries. You know, this thing that looks like a shoulder strap, you know, over his shoulder. It looks like something you'd have.
He's honestly,
camping.
He's armed and ready to murder you
over
fragrance.
But he's going to let you have it. But really, you know, only three episodes.
While we're making murder references.
Seriously.
For the record, body oils do not kill people.
No.
They do make you smell better. I'm just saying.
I would say for miles around.
Seriously,
really.
This guy is like a renaissance man of street vendors. He sells the body oils.
Yep.
He used to do airbrush t-shirts. And just like me, he's also a DJ.
He's a one-man music fest. He is a solo palooza. If he starts making his own...
I prefer Lonely Palooza.
Lonely Palooza, yeah.
Lonely Palooza.
Lonely Cella.
Tagging along with the Oil Man for a day is another very funny voice from Chicago and Southside, Mr. Dave Hellum.
Dave Hellum, my friend.
The hardest part about being a teacher is that you have to grade their work. And you have to give feedback like, don't worry about it, like, I believe in you. You'll find your father. Like real shit like that.
You know, Dave was a teacher in Chicago for 11 years. You know, I used to do some substitute teaching myself. I got some really great stories that I want to tell.
It's all about you.
Sometimes it isn't. And, you know, my mother is a teacher on the South Side.
Yes.
But outside of comedy clubs, there might be no better place to see just how funny you are than getting up, you know, every day in front of a classroom of kids.
It does not help your grades, though.
No, it does not. You know, they'll let you know if you have it or not. The kids, they don't pull punches. The crowd is far more tough than the Apollo.
And they throw punches.
And sometimes they actually do throw punches. Yeah, you know what? Dave's got some serious skills, though. He's got what it takes to make it in this biz.
Well, Dave and the crew followed the oil man by train, by bus, by automobile, by foot. And they kick things off on 95th Street, which I call the 5.
Hey, this is Dave Hellum. Welcome back to the Southside Podcast. And today, we're going to be going out on the red line with James the Oil Man Redman. Please excuse any weird noises you hear, whether it's cars, people, buses, people on the CTA going between cars trying to sell you loose squares. You might hear all that shit today, man.
So today, where are we going to go today, man? What are going to do?
Well, we're going to float in the ether. We're going to see where the wind blows us, where the market takes us.
I have probably bought oil from you, and I remember coming. I don't know why. I was like, you know what? Might as well get some oil. And now you move around all over the city.
Well, primarily I stay south. I'd rather stay close to home. I live on the south side. Basically, I'm an Inglewood kind of guy.
Doors closing.
We could try another car. If we use these doors, the cops are cracking down on that now. And they will ticket you for going through the doors. And they're always on the train. You'll never know who's an undercover. If there's Chicago down from head to toe, Cubs. Yeah, that's a cop.
I work doing airbrush t-shirts. I'm 52 now. I started that when I was 21. And it put me through college. That paid for a lot of stuff. It helped me raise my son. That was, you know, my life for a good long while.
It's always a joke that people tell comedians about the oil dude. Because they always say, like, it looked like y'all got just, like, ammunition. You know, yeah. As y'all walk around.
And, I get that a lot.
Yeah. And I see it. And do you sell mostly body oils or, like, oils for the house?
Body oils, oil for the house, car oils. I've got one. This is the car oil.
Mm-hmm. Coconut.
But it's a lot of stuff to carry.
Square. Chicago.
Lewis Nelson. So every now and then you're going to run into the squares and the weed in squares, right? So
for those of you listening at home, squares are cigarettes.
He'll come through loud, loose.
For those listening at home, loud is marijuana.
You hear that all day.
Yeah, I don't get off on 63rd anymore.
Even though this is where my first business was located, 63rd and Halstead. That's where I was airbrushing.
For those listening at home, airbrushing is a type of painting using a air compression used on paint. Keep going.
So helpful.
Just certain places, you just don't go.
You get three reactions. One is the, I'm looking at you, but I'm not looking at you. So when your eyes meet and they cut their eyes away. The other one is the hard stare. And then the third one is they just walk up to you and say, what is that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, these are body oils. Oh, that's nice. Like essential oils. And said, yeah, it's like that.
What's the craziest oil you got name-wise?
It's always the ladies' oils that get crazy with the names. Excuse me. Pink Pussy.
Yeah. All right.
Lick Me All Over. Wet Kisses.
No, that's not too bad.
Yeah. The crazy names usually originate with real retailers. And then you've got the other ones that people rename. Like this one I've got called Grown Man. And that was actually, it started out Grown Ass Man.
You know, I'm so glad that you decided to censor the word ass, but leave pussy intact. That means, send your kids out of the room, by the way. This next part is WBEZ After Dark.
I was totally unfamiliar with it. This lady walked up to me. Do you have GAM? And I'm like, GAM? GAM? What's that? She's like, and she didn't want to say it out loud. I guess she was, you know, church lady or something. And she looked around. She's like, grown ass man. I'm like, what? I'm like, is there an oil called grown ass man? Like, see, this one right here, I don't know what this was originally. I know President Obama did not authorize this. Okay, but as soon as he became president, all of a sudden there was an Obama oil, there was a Michelle Obama oil.
This is 47.
I got some guys on 47, the Chinese guys, right? And they're cool as all get out. When I go to the Chinese guy, that's when I need the quick stuff. He's like, I ran out of something. I don't have time to go home. I don't know their names. I just call them the Chinese guys. Just one really tall guy. He should be playing basketball, but I think he's too old for it. Five.
Now, what is happening now?
I am making a transaction. Egyptian must red.
How many?
Two.
You got some supplies for the week?
Yeah. Depends on how it goes today. It might be for the week or it might be for the day. You know?
People are going to be out.
And the hotter it gets, the easier it is to sell oils. At least for me.
Okay.
Especially people that might have forgotten to hit the, as my grandmother would say, to hit the tussie before they left.
Coming on after this, Ira Glass will be
talking about the tussie. Hey guys, Ira Glass here. This American Life, the tussie. What is it? I don't know what the tussie
actually,
is.
Actually, we're hoping that you'll radio into us and let us know.
Send us a letter at WBEZ, Carrie.
I believe
Chicago.
That goes back to the Bernie Mac. Wasn't Bernie Mac the one who did the whole long joke about Badussi? I think it's related to that, obviously.
That dude is a real hustler. Like, he is focused on where's the next dollar coming from. He is not,
let me tell you.
It's kind of cool to hear, actually.
I will say there was nothing in this that we just heard that I anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had no assumptions, and yet I was still blown away.
Yeah.
And this is a lot like drug dealing. You got suppliers, re-ups, selling on the streets, profanity. There's somebody is making oils in some type of warehouse.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is like.
I would put it backwards. I would say drug dealing is a lot like this. I think this stuff was around first.
Yeah.
You know, people, you know, before there were stores. It's funny because we all talk about Walmart replacing mom and pop stores, but people forget that mom and pop stores replaced the street vendors. It replaced the barter culture that we had. There are people who hated that. Oh, the Johnson's home tool store, huh? They're trying to drive us guys away. You know what I mean? And it was like, so everybody's always selling this stuff since day one.
I love how he's like, you know, when it gets hot outside, the oil will sell better. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. You won't get any debate here.
It's funny. I've seen those guys on the train, man, my whole life growing up taking the train. You would see, and because what's cool about it is like when I was in high school, they had all the new hip hop too. Like they had all the new cassettes.
Yeah.
I'll never forget buying Mama Said Knock You Out and listening to it on the train. I was like, LL Cool J has reached a whole new level. He got a whole boxing metaphor going on. Welcome back. So the oil man has re-upped on his supplies, and he's ready to go make some more sales.
You know, we always said that, you know, on the South Side, everybody's got a side hustle.
It's correct. Just,
this guy, his full hustle is kind of amazing.
Our focus is on a street-level operation, you know, which next takes us to 63rd Street Beach, or what some people like to call Bongo Beach. There you'll find musicians jamming and folks selling everything from soaps and oils to pizza and jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken.
It's like a Hustler's favorite. It's a Hustler's paradise. Remember that from that Outkast song? Remember that?
Hey, it's a black man heaven.
It's a black man. Wait, what's the whole thing though? Do you remember? Man, they had
all the players, all the hustlers. I'm talking about a black man heaven.
I remember
it started off with a man Lax. He named the cars.
Yeah.
It's
can I ask you a question though? This is why I bring it up though. Like when I heard that as a kid, I was like, is that a black man's heaven? And to some black men, that's heaven. To others, not so much.
We are not a monolith.
We're not a monolith of people.
And I think that's another great thing about Southside. Just like coming to America, which had rich black people and poor black people and smart ones and dumb ones. Like, we run the gamut, too.
Yeah. But you being from Atlanta, that is your paradise, right? Cadillacs, blue squares, hubcaps.
I didn't want to admit it.
Wife beater t-shirts.
It's why I put it on the side of that building.
Exactly.
I put that image on the side of a building and put Black Man's Paradise.
Black Man's Paradise. All right. Anyway, but it's hustlers, you know, and people selling stuff, and it's all happening down by the lake.
On a day like this, this is a beautiful day. I might hit Bongo Beach, but there's a lot of competition on Bongo Beach.
I don't know where your old man is. I don't know who the dude is.
We're not even supposed to be here. Not selling, not actually doing anything.
So what we're saying right now around us is not legal.
Well, I don't know. They do give out permits through the Chicago Park District. This one covers me on the street.
Not in the park?
Not in the park.
I got you.
And I would have to get a different one, and it would be for the season. But it depends on the park. The cops just won't bother you. The people that run the park just won't bother you. As long as you clean up after yourselves, keep your spot clean, you know, they just leave you alone. See what's happening right now. It's turning into a Caribbean Fest over here.
Yeah. That's dope, though. I mean, like,
they got the red, black, and green over there.
Yeah, I love it.
Jamaica is right here.
Love it, man.
I'm looking for Belize. I don't know.
I've been coming out here for 7 years. Every summer I come out here. Yeah. Once it gets cold, I leave. But we out here trying to get money. We bring our own goods from our house, our table, and we stand here all day and hustle.
This right here is jerk chicken egg rolls. Jerk chicken egg rolls. I make the chicken fresh, my jerk season, my jerk sauce, mixed vegetables, rice and beans, and cabbage. I'm a human resource director. This is what I love to do. I love to cook.
You got Kush?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I just picked it up, yeah.
He know where it's at, too.
When I was a kid, when my mama used to smoke weed, she would put the Kush on the incense.
Okay.
And burn that while she's smoking the weed.
You know? And then turn the whole room on.
Yeah. So, you know, I had to find it. I would suggest Yves Saint Laurent, YSL. Or maybe even Kenneth Cole Black.
That'll work. No, that's a little sweet.
A little sweet?
I like strong.
You like the strong? That one called Black Panther? Yes, sir. My sales come to me when I'm not trying to sell anything. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna eat, I'm gonna chill out for a minute, I'm resting my feet, I'm on the bus ride home. You know, when I'm actively trying to sell stuff, it's like I'm the plague.
This stuff is balls. There go that lady on that hose. Hey, baby, wait for me. Gonna be free, 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 free. Really?
Now, a lot of you might recognize that recording. Of course, that was the 1953 recording of Free by Irving Berlin. really outstanding piece of music there. That was awesome listening to, you know, Bongo Beach sounds like the kind of place that, you know, I think we should do an episode in and around. There's so many great storylines.
Or at least create a Mario Kart game.
Bongo Beach. Yeah, yeah. That would have tons of jumps, guys selling bongos. Our thanks to Dave Hellum.
Thank you, Dave.
And, of course, our thanks to the Oil Man.
What an interesting life that man leads.
I'm sure he got stories for days, but that's all the time we have
for these stories.
All right, see you next time.
Got it from David, and it go crazy.
Southside Stories is a production of WBEZ Chicago and Comedy Central.
I'm Diallo Riddle.
And I'm Bashir Salahuddin.
The producer is James Edwards, with production support from Via Medias.
The executive producers are Steve Raises and Kevin Dawson.
Special thanks to Kellen Parker, Jeremy Westfall, Dara Frank, Michael Blyden, and Brendan Banizek.